What's up, everybody? Dear Abby, you know, look, this is one of our little quick hits here. But last time it didn't go this way. Mom's back.
I'm here.
So very nice to see you.
Same.
I worship the ground you walk on. I appreciate every moment we have together, and I can only be just over the moon.
So great to see that beautiful, beautiful
grateful
face of yours.
To just see you.
Same.
It's a big
good
day.
For us.
How are you?
I'm good.
We got into all kinds of things last time we meant to sit down here. I'm going to get into the questions I wanted to get into that day, if it's all right with you, unless you have any other grievances you'd like to address.
It wasn't a grievance. It was a statement, and I have none. Thank you.
Okay. You sure? You're positive?
Positive.
There's nothing, you know, there's no issues.
No.
Okay. I'm glad we clear the air there.
Okay.
So here we go.
Okay.
You know, little quick hit.
All right.
This one came in. Dear Albie, so glad you're back to doing the Dear Dons. People are very, very excited to hear you're back.
That's nice to know.
On
Thank
this
you.
One. You know, but these little brief ones, you know, little ones. Very anxious to get our take. I've been an avid listener of your podcast, and I'm turning to you with a dilemma that has caused some tension in my relationship, especially during the holiday season. While I'd love to inject humor into this situation, it's becoming genuinely problematic. My husband consistently chooses gifts that are a bit off the mark. It's not a matter of humor. It's creating disappointment and frustration. For instance, after years of being together, he doesn't seem to grasp some of my preferences, and I end up with gifts that don't necessarily align with my tastes or needs. This reoccurring issue has started to affect our holiday celebrations, making them more about gift-related stress than the joy of giving and receiving. I'm at a loss for how to address this without causing an argument or hurting feelings. As a for example, I got a number of different outfits that were not my size this past year, and some artwork for our home. I'm a home decor buff, in parentheses, that frankly are not my taste at all. These are the types of things that, while seemingly petty, if you spend any amount of time paying attention to what my interests are and what my tastes are, that you'd have to be completely ignoring my day-to-day existence to think that I would be interested in this type of gifts I have been getting. I greatly appreciate your guidance on how to tackle this problem, because I would like to address this with him, because it's more about emphasizing the importance of a thoughtful gift giving and ensuring our holidays are filled with warmth and connection rather than misunderstanding. But I don't want to come off petty in either this email or to him, that I don't appreciate at a bare minimum the gestures. I just would rather have a nice handwritten note than anything else that doesn't seem to reflect that he listens to me at all. Thank you for considering my question, and I look forward to any insight you can provide.
Interesting. Number one, is he excited about going shopping for you? Is he excited to say, all right, like daddy gets very excited when he goes out shopping for me. It's like, it's your shopping day. I can't be with you today. It's your shopping day. And then he comes home and he's like, okay, so I'm not going to tell you what you got, but I think you're going to, he's very excited to do that. So I'm curious to know if your husband finds it to be a chore, or is he excited for
well,
it?
Well, let me ask you this though: do you or have you gotten? Are there things that you've gotten where you say this is just off? This isn't.
Yeah, sure. Over the years,
but like she seems to be insulted by it.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot that you seem very excited about.
That is a great gift giver. But over, you know, 40 plus years together, of course, there have been some years that he's missed a mark, and me with him as well. But, you know, I just am curious to know what his take on buying her the gift is. Is it like, oh, I've got to go buy Christmas gifts now? Or is it, oh, I can't wait, I'm going shopping for her kind of thing? Some people just aren't good gift givers. And maybe it's, you know, I've never given daddy a list. I've never said to daddy, gee, I want this for my Christmas or birthday or anything else like that. Because I kind of like the idea of him buying things that sometimes there are things I'd never in a million years think of that he's gotten me that I'm like, this is, all right, this is strange. But it turns out to be one of my favorite things. you know, in the year or whatever. So
give me an example of something that you got and you said, this is strange.
Can I give a reverse example? Do you remember when you gave Dad an envelope opener?
Yeah.
And he was like, what the fuck am I going to do with this?
For his desk. Things like that.
Yeah, but I feel like that would be fantastic.
We went to dinner and you were like, I'm excited to give your dad his present. And then we all went to the brownstone. We were kids.
Yeah.
And he opened it and he was like, what the fuck am I going to do with this?
But he still uses it.
But I do remember him being that exact phrase and him being so bothered at the idea of an envelope opener. And I still laugh at it.
That he still uses.
It was a Montblanc opener, if I remember correctly.
But the thing is this. So sometimes the strange gifts, what strange gifts have I gotten from Dad over the years? One time I got a full length fur coat. You know me.
Not for you.
Not for me.
Not for you.
But I appreciate the effort that went behind it.
But now this person seems to like it's like stressing her out.
Yeah.
You know, now and if you're getting into the things like, look,
I think she's not feeling heard or seen.
Yeah, it's what I'm getting from this. Do you look at that as indicative of something that's a real problem that she has to address it, or is it like a gratitude thing? Because she seems to be saying like, not even that she's not grateful for getting anything. Hey, like
she feels misunderstood.
Yeah, you don't know me. No, not even so much you don't know me. Is there such a thing of being a bad gift giver but also paying attention?
Yes.
Because I don't think that I'm a great gift giver.
You're not a great gift giver to some degree, but you're an amazing gift giver to other degrees.
Yes. I was going to say that Al – I was going to tell Al that I don't think he's a good gift giver. But I was expecting him to be offended by that news because he will shower Marky with gifts by the numbers. And a lot of them are great you know, for kids. But I think he doesn't – I think once Lauren's like this too, I think. I think there's like a if there's not a direct correlation to the person, sometimes they'll give up and they'll just be like, I don't know what to give them, you know.
But
I think I'm a good gift giver.
Chris is a very good gift giver. Chelsea is an amazing gift giver because there's so much thought put behind it. I don't think this guy. That's why I want to know what this guy's thought process is when it's time for him to buy a gift. Is he excited about it? Some people just aren't good gift givers. It doesn't mean they don't care. It doesn't mean they don't notice. They're just not good at it.
I think the reason I'm a good gift giver is I sincerely enjoy giving a gift.
Mm-hmm.
I like shopping for other people and giving them something.
And it doesn't have to be expensive either.
Here's where I'm not a good gift giver. If I can't think of a good gift to give you, you get nothing.
That's bad.
I'm an all or nothing person. Mm. Now, I understand that in certain parts of life you can't do that,
right?
You can't get away with not getting your, you know, your partner, whoever you, you know, whoever you're with every single day, kids, whatever. You can't get away with saying, "Oh, the gift wasn't good enough," saying, "Get you one." It's not an excuse. But like Olivia this year, I said, "I'm going to back end your gift."
Yeah, Olivia was tough.
I told her straight to her
face. She's 13.
I said, "I was told to get you a Sephora gift card. I don't want anyone telling you you smell nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anyone telling you you look nice. Where is that a good scenario for me? Why would I feel like a responsible older cousin if I got you anything that made you smell light, nice, or look nice?" She said, "Would you rather I smell and look bad?" I said, "Yeah. Yeah, I would."
I'm with that.
Because, again, imagine a scenario. What anyone is going to tell Olivia, "Oh, Olivia, you smell nice with the money I gave her. I don't want that."
You don't want to get a lip gloss and stuff like that. First of all, she's a knockout. She's gorgeous.
That's what I said. I can't control that you're naturally a beautiful young lady.
Right.
I can't control that. What I can control is your ability to enhance it.
Yeah, the lip gloss and the, yeah.
No. Instead, we have I'm not going to get into artists because this person's semi-canceled. But there's an artist from my childhood that we have in common. And I said, "Oh, I'll get her something around that person." And I don't know if they're canceled or not. I just don't know when someone is or canceled. I don't know what to say anymore. Mm-hmm. Or they might be by the time this airs. So I was like, "Do you trust me? I can give you $100 right now and you spend it wherever the hell you want to spend it. I don't care. Or do you trust me to find you a present?" And I've earned enough trust with my – especially the younger cousins at this point where she said – She said, "I trust you. Go out and get me a present. I don't care if it's February."
Right.
So you got it. Mm-hmm. And that's how I do presents now.
I'd
rather get you something good. I'm getting you a present once a year. Christmas is my deadline. That's how I look at
Daddy,
it. I might get you something before that, and you just don't get it on Christmas.
Daddy is an amazing gift giver, but, you know, like I said, he's very, very challenging to buy for. Daddy, you are very challenging to buy for, Albert.
Me?
Junior, Albert IV.
I feel like I'm actually
Don't even try to say you're easy to buy for.
I just feel like I'm very simple. I don't think I require this much thought.
Gifting dad is like presenting a dish to a top chef judge.
Yeah.
Top chef. You give it to him and you look at him observe it. Yes. And you look at him take it all in and you stand there at perfect attention like, does this pass?
Yes.
Can I stay?
You and daddy are very, very challenging.
So, I mean, let me just throw this out then. Let me just put this out there. Now that we're on the topic of thoughtless gifts, okay? You know, this woman writing in, okay, who we feel for every member of the community, doesn't feel heard.
She should just say, by the way, you don't know me with these fucking questions.
Doesn't feel heard.
Real quick,
it's a quick
answer.
Doesn't feel heard, doesn't feel seen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would agree with her.
So let's just say there's one thing, okay, to live through life. And she's bringing up art pieces.
Right.
And you say it one way. Hey, I like black
and
white.
I like fruit.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
And you don't get fruit.
Would you be twice as upset? Imagine, okay, if you're this person who feels ignored, that not only after you say it in their presence, they ignore you. Okay. You actually record this statement and it's available for them to listen back to it.
Right.
Wait, what's that part? I was
where
getting
she
a drink.
Recorded?
Well, just imagine. She didn't record it, Mom.
She wrote what you wrote.
I recorded it, Mom. Here's the thing. I love my mother very, very much. And the amount of time I spend up here is just very indicative of that. Mom, on shows we've done together,
right?
Theragun sponsored the show. Sent me product, and then I bought another one afterwards.
I didn't know that.
Theragun, you were on the show. We did the read together.
I got the product, Leah a Theragun Mini. She loves it.
The product was shipped here, and the other one,
wasn't.
The other one's still in the kitchen. And you bought me a
Lawrence.
Theragun.
That's Lawrence.
Did you at least use the code?
No, I didn't.
Jesus, it's a double whammy.
Double whammy.
Dad, I had a sponsor on Christery. And dad spent like $400 on the sponsor after we did a segment on it.
Right.
And he didn't use the code. So like you could have went out and used my code.
Right.
And he didn't do it. And they never sponsored again. I wish they know that I brought them that sale.
Right. But, same with Cozy Earth.
Oh, the blanket company.
The sheets and stuff, which I have on my bed
all
right
now.
All
these guys still here. Okay. But this is what I'm saying.
Best sheets ever.
I'll tell you what.
Bombas.
I got Bombas.
Damn here. You, Bombas. Okay. Best socks
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. These are all sponsors of the show.
But I don't.
And not only do I have more. Listen, I would have been all about it. Use the code.
Tell me
you use the code.
No.
Me, Bombas.
I didn't buy. I bought Bombas tons of it for Christmas.
And
didn't
I'm not
use
even.
The code.
I'm not making this up.
Didn't use
There's
the code.
There's nothing. This isn't a plug. Theragun is not on a sponsor of this show right now. Okay, it is.
Well, maybe Theragun should think about
well,
it.
Well, I mean, now, way, I mean, look, we live and buy by
because
the gun.
Guess
if
what?
They come
I bought
back,
the gun.
But the Thera.
In if and when they come back, segment Theragun to your head, and you make a decision based on that, and that's the game. Theragun to your head.
That's painful.
But you know, like gun to your head, you got to make a decision.
Heard. Mm-hmm.
Fun little segment.
Well, going back to our young friend here. You know, like I said, if you say, oh, gee, I love fruit. I love fruit landscapes. I love to decorate my house with fruit. And he buys you tractors. He's not listening. But you know what?
Tractors are you giving like a John Deere?
Like, you know, artwork. She's saying even as far as like down to the artwork. Are you giving him hints? Why don't you just write a list? Why don't you just
alternative perspective. What if he's trying to change her? Like, damn, she likes fruit way too much. Damn, maybe she got a ton of fruit. We don't know. She might have fruit sneakers. We have no idea. She might walk around like a fucking Fruit of the Loom mascot.
This is a good little segue, good little question. Have you tried to exert change on any of your children, specifically me? Have you tried to exert change through gifting? Like, here's a little down low.
No, I think I gift to what your passions and loves and likes are.
All of you.
I lean into all of that.
All of you gave me hair things.
Yeah, so what?
To be fair, I didn't give you anything.
Daddy loves
the
razor.
I don't want that shame.
No. The razor. Right, right.
Daddy
but
loves
you
it.
Also gave me stuff to make it grow.
Did not.
You sure?
Positive. I wouldn't do that to you.
I was given – I don't want to expose you because they never signed up to be a part of the podcast. But, I mean, you could probably guess because the only people that gift me family-wise that aren't – you guys gave me something for like bags under eyes.
Well, you're at the age, kids.
Also, I think I'm at the stress level where I have bags.
Oh, listen, you boys have
Do you feel like you're having hair problems?
No, my hair is fucking
can I
super
see it?
Solid.
Can take your,
sure,
your...
I wear a hat because I can.
Chris's hair, like, where'd you get
yeah,
that
it's
from,
getting,
Chris?
It, I get it cut. I'm not kidding. and I'm like, I gotta schedule another haircut.
Can you go?
You can look any angle you want. No, it's not going anywhere.
His hair is.
It's really strong. It's got a little. I will say it's
a little recessing.
Recessing in the front a little bit. I think I'll have an Uncle Tom thing going at some point.
You could absolutely.
But you're 34.
It is real. I'm close solid. To 35. No, thick here.
The recessing is very, very tough. You're a total piece of shit.
I'm always gelling. I always have a hat. I always have a hat on. Everything that my barbers, could I go to a couple, tell me not to do. Is that weird? That should be a segment. I think I'm the only person that has like multiple barbers. People are pretty loyal to their barber. I'm very, monogamous? I'm in a very open relationship with my barbers.
I was pretty strict, and now I shave my head.
But your
so
hair
I duck
is,
into
I have
anything.
To say, you're... Put your head down. You're just looking good. You got a little spot in the back.
Well, I saw.
What do you mean a little spot?
Well,
my head is
that's
shaved.
Why it's shaved.
No. But,
no,
like
but we saw
front.
A picture of him from last year. Yeah. Actually, we did an episode on it.
Yes,
a very,
we did.
We had this. We left Giuseppe's and we came right here
to
talk
about
it. Because we had to sit down when you just went way too honest with him at dinner. It was probably very close to a year ago.
It wasn't really coming from a place of care. Even at that point, it was like,
having
listen,
fun
man,
it,
you're embarrassing.
And she took
us.
The waiter out too. Didn't she take Mike
she
out?
She actually brought the waiter aside and said, tell
she,
him he's embarrassing.
But didn't
with his
she
hair.
Tell him too? Like you're not doing so great up there either, or something.
It
like
was
that?
One of those moments where
I think she took Mike out too.
I do think you were a no fly zone in that kind of situation. If you walked by anybody, there was an issue.
Did Joe do that episode with us? And he very rarely does one, but that was that serious of a...
But
there's
yeah,
a shot that Joe
then.
Actually got on that episode.
He did the first Christie that we never released.
The first what?
Christie. The first Christie ever.
I like Albie with this vibe right now.
Well, that's I saw fantastic. A video of him from a year ago that brought up that conversation on that fateful night. And you looked... You know, he looked like David Schwimmer a little bit in the hair, but... Again, where he has a spot now, this is what was confusing about Al's hair when it started to go south. He had a lot of hair, similar to me, except for where he didn't.
Right.
And in that spot that you didn't, it looked like you had a skin yarmulke on otherwise head full of hair.
A somica.
Yeah.
Good one. Let's get back to our friend with the gifts.
Just tell him he doesn't give good gifts. It's once a year.
Just say, can I give you some suggestions? Maybe send him links and stuff like that. Maybe he's just a bad gift giver. You can't hate him for it. You can't be upset about it. I would like to think that he's excited about the prospect of buying you gifts, which is the most important thing. So, you know, I don't know. Send him links, stuff like that.
You know, look, I don't think, number one, it's something to take insanely personal because I don't think – it's strange because I don't think that I'm a bad gift giver either. It's not that there's no thought into these things.
I wouldn't say bad. You make sure you get a good gift.
Yeah.
It just might not be your idea. You have no problem paying for a good gift or going further than you need to drive
to
get it.
No, but
you won't sacrifice the gift for your time. You're not selfish in your giving. But I think you won't – so I'll come up with a present for under $10 that'll blow your mind. I'm trying to curse less. I don't know. No, I'm not. I don't know why I just said that. But that's what I do. I'll create a present. You know, that's a fun gift. What I got Marky this year, what I was supposed to get you, but you got in your own way. I was very happy with the gift I was going to get you. Do you remember?
No.
I was going to get you special tinfoil. I still will. See?
What is special tinfoil?
Look at the joy.
But what does that even mean? What does special tinfoil even mean?
It's a great
but this
gift.
Is complete bullshit. Can we just acknowledge?
Look at the joy.
Can we acknowledge at this point that there's teams?
No. Can we acknowledge? You don't know your mom.
No. I do know my mom perfect. I know it goes
you
mom.
Know
what
that
what's go- my tinfoil thing? What do I do with tinfoil every single day?
Thank you.
Oh, you put it over a cup?
Yes.
Right. So why not make it pretty tinfoil was my thought. What if now when she puts on – for bugs, which is just the weirdest thing, she puts on tinfoil over her cups. We've covered this on this show before. We covered it on Christy even. She covers her cups with tinfoil. And I said, you know what I'll get my mom this year? Pretty tinfoil with little designs on it. So now when she covers – she could have cup tinfoil so she doesn't have to use the tinfoil that we use for cooking. And also – it adds to the motif of enjoying her drink. It's a thoughtful gift.
Okay.
It's a silly little gift, but it's thoughtful.
Just,
and look how hard she laughs at telling
you. Let me just throw this out there.
Go ahead.
Okay. I also feel I'm a year-round gift giver. I gift with on no occasion.
But no one makes the
– I am an unbridled gift giver. And I also like to create experiences. So,
why are you being upset?
Yeah, what's your
deal
right now?
Because I feel attacked. Coming at, yeah. No one's coming
attacked.
At you.
If you wash my car every day for a year, but don't do it on the day where I need it washed, you didn't wash the car.
Who said anything about you being a bad gift giver?
Yeah, we just said you're a good gift giver. I'm just saying, a little push.
No, my point is when I'm relating it to this fella here, okay?
You could
be a little off on what the art is or whatever, and you could still be a devoted human being to the process
and care about someone.
Listen,
here's another way of thinking. Maybe the art he buys her makes him think of her in a way that makes him smile. We don't know what his brain is doing. So, okay, I'm going to go back to it again. If he finds joy in buying you gifts, that's part of his MO, that he's just not a good gift giver. Now, if you're not feeling seen or heard, I would say, here you go, hon. Here's some suggestions for Christmas. And that's it.
I don't think it's something to bring up and confront so much. I also don't think, you know, I would say this. If whenever you're looking for clues that someone's doing something messed up or they feel a certain way, you're always going to find them, okay? I think that in this case, you've got a situation where if you feel like this the other 364 days out of the year, you know, you don't feel heard, whatever it is, you're going to have a pretty decent stack of issues to go to him with.
Right.
And get that fixed.
Correct.
But I wouldn't make it just about Christmas.
Or gifting. Right.
How do you know that he doesn't have crippling anxiety when he's giving you gifts and stuff like that? You just don't know.
Right. You don't know. You don't know where his mind is at. That's why I'd like to know what his level of joy and excitement is when he's buying her gifts. Because if he's super excited, oh my God, honey, I can't wait to see what the gift I got you is, and he misses the mark, take solace in what, look how happy it made him to buy that gift, and just give him a little nudge next time. That's all. No need to cause a fight over it.
I got Chris a Theragun.
I don't have it in my possession. I would love a Theragun.
But no, to me, it's just, you know, I don't think it's something to get too in your head about. And I would actually be cautious of coming off a little bit. You know, Braddy, what if he did really try?
Right.
What if he was proud of it?
This is what we don't know. We don't know this.
And you know what? A gift isn't something you're even supposed to have. It's a gesture. Mm. So worst case, put the shit in a closet and move
Listen,
on.
Listen, pick your battles, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I think gift giving is nice. I like to do it, but I'll be honest. If you give me a list, I will make sure there is not a damn thing under the tree
like I said,
is on your list, because that's not what a gift is. A gift is, I thought of you when I saw this, so I got it for you. Nothing against you listers out there. If you put out a list and you receive the list and you expect the list, then God bless you. But it's not for me. I'm not a list person. I think it's rude.
The last time you kids gave me a list, you were young children, and I've never worked off a list. I observe all year long. I think about, like you said, what reminds me of Daddy. Very, very difficult to buy for him. Nearly impossible. Because what he needs, he buys.
I find him very simple to buy for.
Because he's just like you.
What does that even mean?
You're both impossible to buy for.
I got him a solar – just randomly, okay? I got him a solar-powered cell phone charger. How's that going? Okay, I got you guys hand towels for the house. Okay, you guys didn't appreciate that. I got 100 count hand towels.
Those heated little microwave things.
Yes, they're weird. Fantastic.
Weird thing.
What do you mean weird? How is it a weird thing?
It's weird.
You don't go, when you walk into a place. You walk into a nice restaurant.
Guys,
you get the little moist towel.
You go into a restaurant and let's say you have sushi or something. They give you a little moist towel.
Oh, first of all, don't
he
you
got
dare.
Disposable.
They were branded.
No, disposable.
But they're real cloth.
I enjoy them. They smell very nice.
You're acting like it's some alcohol swab.
We still have them. Yeah, I use them when I'm hungover.
Monkey likes them.
Listen, not a bad gift, but it's a weird gift.
How is it a weird gift?
Because it's.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, Mr. Hospitality. Let's say you're entertaining. You got, you know, little tray there, okay, of these nice moist towelettes that could either be warm or cold. They function in either environment.
Either way, okay? Correct.
You're mind blown. Whose house have you gone to last time and they give you moist towelettes?
That's very nice, but this is the house that doesn't even plate our food. We leave it in the pot and say your food's ready.
Food's ready.
I think you're going. You know, I think it's a nice gift.
But
it's
maybe
a good
that'll level the average of the plate. Maybe I'm acknowledging that we eat on our feet.
But like dad, for instance, when you think about thoughtful gifts, dad's never more than 3 feet from an outlet.
Okay.
Like ever.
Yeah.
So a solar powered phone charger for him.
Yep.
It's kind of like buying him like a like a hula hoop. Well, he's never really in a place where he's going to use it.
But what if he is?
Then he'll be happy he has it.
And then what if these, you know, things off the grid, whatever. What you're if going off power?
It's an apocalypse gift.
Is that the big orange one you're talking about?
Yeah. He does seem to get a lot of use to that, right?
Because it's got a flashlight on it. Anything with a flashlight, Dad likes.
Anything bulky
with a flashlight. There's a little bit of a cheat code with Dad. If there's a flashlight on it, he'll go, look at that, dink, and he'll turn on the flashlight.
I'm glad you brought this up. I went to order this for him
for
Christmas.
Dink is the noise, though. That's the thing.
To order this for Christmas, I went and did it, and it was on back order. So it's coming, but I didn't even want to bring it up to him because I feel like it'll be here probably like midway through the birthday. It is actually a flashlight. Mm-hmm. It is a giant – you might have seen it on the
internet. Is it one of those giant flashlights?
The one that lights up the forest
on Instagram? Yeah, that lights up the whole forest.
So exciting.
Yeah, it's great.
Because when I walk little at night, I'm a little scared.
It's tactical.
Yes.
It's a tactical light.
Anything tactical he loves. Yeah. Because you know he's getting ready for Armageddon.
Do you know that me and him – I don't know if you guys know this. We once exchanged by accident. I saw that you should take this, right? Where you had it and used it and I had one in a wrapping. We did this, okay? We had these headlamps that are
like
on
a miner hat,
like little Velcro,
but not the
hat. It's the headlamp.
Your kindred spirit.
I'm like, Dad, it's the lamp. It's great. He goes, No, it's great for right in the car. You got to change the tire or something. I'm like, it's fantastic.
Time. Right.
Yet this morning on the drive up or last night on the drive up. Okay. Maybe, just maybe. Okay. I went and pulled a gift that I thought was, how about this? How about this? This is the perfect little segue to everything, okay? My brother here, day in and day out, okay? We're going to work at the same place. I got to inflate my tires. What do I do? I get a little inflatable tire
so
charger.
Cute. I know what that is.
A
Did
little
you get
inflatable
it?
Things.
When'd
I do.
You get it?
Huh? I had it for a year now. You know how I know? Because I inflated my tire yesterday,
it's a great
last night.
Gadget.
You plug it right into your cigarette lighter, and then no
that,
problem.
My question, but my question is, each of you every
my
year.
Question is,
but no, time out.
How's it a gift for me if he just used it in his car?
Because
he never
he told
gave
me,
it
no,
to me.
No, but I got it for you, and you said I don't need this. You laughed. What would you? What'd you say?
Well, because I got the tire fixed the same week. That was a weird timing. Okay. But I got the tire addressed.
Every year I buy you the ice crackers? God forbid you go into the water and you're submerged in the water. You slide them
this year
because I don't know where they are every year. And I'm sick of buying them.
I imagine it's in the car.
Oh, yeah? Let's go look. It's not.
I mean, I could go check it out if you like.
It's not.
What is with both of you in preparing for disaster
because
all
you have
of the
to
time?
Be.
No, but I don't agree with Al's preparing for disaster because here's the thing. If what Al's preparing for regularly is ever a reality, just take me.
I'm not a prepper.
If there's aliens, if it's doomsday,
I wouldn't say
if
I'm
it's
a doomsday
nuclear
prepper,
thing,
by
just
my
take
not,
me.
Not,
I don't need to fight for this.
My fear is you kids driving and sliding on ice into water, and that's why I get you that thing to smash the windshields. This year
well,
I got all the girls. This year I got all the girls these alarms to put on their keychain.
I saw that,
which is a great little thing.
Chris, did
for
you get
the girls?
Mom's doing this lately? I don't know if you're in on this. Have you been getting the random Instagram post DMs from Mom?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I've been getting
how to escape from your car if
no,
it goes submerged.
Well, I got that one. I did get that one, but that was also a topic because we argued about it that same week because Mom was saying that in midair, from the bridge to the water, which is typically reserved for right? That's the only thing that you know you're going to do during that time is go, That's it. That's what you know you're going to
do.
You know
I have dreams about that all
say
the time?
Say God forbid. Say
so
God
I
forbid.
I do too. But Mom.
Say God forbid.
God forbid. But Mom thinks that what she's going to do.
Open the windows.
If you don't have time to open the
unlock
windows,
the win-
she's going to take the headrest out of the back in midair. Yes. Shatter the window in midair.
No, they say that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
But you have the tool I got you. God knows where any of you are. If I gave you each $1 million right now, neither of you could produce that tool. Neither of you.
Produce the tool?
Yes.
I'm sure I could produce the tool.
You get that.
Oh, there's one in the kitchen right now. I just saw it when I was getting my drink.
The same way I have in the cabinet, God forbid Marky chokes. Yeah, the thing to make her not choke.
It comes
from love, guys.
No, clearly. I'm shocked and amazed all around. Hey, appreciate you both for being here.
Thanks.
This was
stay safe out there.
Very informative. Ma, I just really curious just to throw this out there. So you, just to explore what Chris said, you want to remove the headrest on the plummet
in minute.
No, no, no. There's a thing. When you hit.
Okay, so so let me just ask you this really quick. So like, let's say you're going over the Driscoll.
Right. Okay.
That's a big drop. It's like, let's call it 200 something feet.
Right.
Okay. You want to remove the headrest in that time.
No, no, remove the headrest and puncture the windows in that time.
Really quick. Let me just ask you this question really fast. Let me just throw this out there, okay?
Hey, Number one, a means of escape if you're lucky enough to be able to.
Okay, sure. Wonderful. But let me just ask you two things. Number one, what are you going to do when your head snaps back after it hits the airbag? Because now you have no headrest. But number two, more importantly, you don't think you got the time maybe for the window to actually go down? You think you got time to actually put the window down on the plummet?
If you don't have time to put the window down.
You think you've got the time to remove the headrest
without
a look, then put in the automatic button?
The window going down is first and foremost, but this is what I learned.
Oh, here we go.
When the water comes rushing in
Mom, you're in midair.
I understand. My hand would be on that window for sure. Okay, but here's the thing. They say the water comes rushing into the window and you have to balance the car. How do you balance the car? It's by breaking the rear window. How do you break the rear window?
If you have my tool, you can.
If you can't, you take the headrest and you break the window. That's what I learned.
Two rows of G-Wagon?
Listen, if it's fighting for my survival, you bet your ass I'm climbing two rows of G-Wagon.
So here's something that can be proven wrong really easily and probably called such a stupid question. But in the event of a car falling off a bridge into water.
God forbid.
Can you just hang in the car for a while until someone comes and gets you?
No, because you're fucking going to sink. No,
what are you talking about?
Because
you could sit in the car for a little bit. I'll tell you what.
You'll fall off your chair.
You're in a little air bubble.
You're sinking.
Hang on. We're going to make this clear right now.
Right, but it's
two
like a,
things. First of all, two things are going to happen.
If you're in a reservoir, it's not very deep.
Hang on. Two things are going to happen from this episode right now. I need a one-on-one with my father on this, number one. Okay? Number two, I'm never, ever getting in the car with the two of you and not driving ever again.
Why is that?
Because you guys are fucking ridiculous.
I would just cross my arms and say, this should be over shortly. Somebody's going to come.
So he's clearly not driving.
No.
And I'm not going to go with the wackadoo who in the middle of thin air, in the middle of mid-flight. Okay?
My hand's on that window to go down. But if you can't, if you're screaming, as Chris said, once you hit that water, you lose your electricity in the car. The windows will not go down. The water comes in at such a force that it's impossible
to
get out the front.
But how is it getting in if everything's
shut? You have to balance the car and kick out the back window. Then the balance is there and then the car floats.
My question is, if all the windows are shut, how is the water going to get in?
I got a Jeep. I'm popping the top.
You know what I mean? Mm. Or can I just sit there with the music on and wait for the EMTs to come in and rescue my car?
No, this is the second time I've attempted to do the short episode with you guys and failed. Dear Albie Mailbag at gmail.com.
Bye.
See you later.